I don't fully understand his OS or how it's work or how it's tied to the board, and if you can just swap Pis, you know, like if my Pi dies, can I just pop another 4B in there, or does he have to do something? I'd be curious what he says to that. But then you run into the case issues. You have to get a new case, which I guess isn't that big of a deal, but I don't know. I'm curious what he says. I'll let you know. Because my ClearNote, I literally do not touch. I have to open the app occasionally to reconnect it to the hub, and that's the extent of it. I don't do anything else to that thing, and it just works. So I'm hoping that that's not the case for your ClearZero. I don't know. Maybe. Well, those are different hats, though. I'm almost positive, because I think my ClearZero has, like, a Shari-sized hat. And your my ClearNote has a Shari-sized hat. Your ClearZero has a smaller form factor. So maybe that's it. Maybe you just can't get them right now.
Yeah, it could be that. I know I said, boy, if we could just get this hat, you know, I'd be all set. Because, you know, what he's doing, how the way his software works, you know, it's just DB switch. But he's just got that really cool interface, you know. And somebody who's, you know, more clever than I could probably easily duplicate something, you know, to do that. Well, I don't know about easily, but with some effort, you know, they could duplicate what he's done there. It's not like he's invented any special, you know, underlying software. He's just using regular old All-Star and DB switch, and he's just got like kind of a front end, you know, to control it, kind of like, you know, so easy a caveman could do it, kind of an affair. So there you have that. All right, I just pulled up at home. I'm going to get inside with the desserts. They mostly need to be refrigerated, and then I'm going to get on the computer and maybe do a little node venturing, and I'll be back in here shortly. After yours, W8FUQ.